Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. We give praise to the Lord today. We give glory to the name of Jesus. Jesus is our rock. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our all in all. He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Come on and just give him praise. Glory to his name. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. God has brought you through this entire weekend. And into another day, I said, Happy Monday. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's teaching is when baptism isn't enough. Or I'll just take the win off and just say baptism isn't enough. And we're in the books of Romans 10, 9 through 10, and Acts chapter 2. Verse 38 today. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me. On Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, wherein I take your questions and comments on air, and there is no topic off limits, you can call in or tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. But your best bet is to follow both podcasts, so the recording of Daily Fire will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when Real Talk goes live, you'll receive a text reminder, which includes an online link as well as a link for the dial-in number. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, that's text the message or the letters DF. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, you will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests and your testimonies, and everything else is on my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I. .org. Let's get into the word. I'm in the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, reading from the KJV. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, also reading from the KJV. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Glory, hallelujah, isn't that powerful? And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat after me. Baptism isn't enough. Hallelujah. So many times when we are at funerals and the eulogy is being preached, or you read the obituary, we will see the words that the person who has passed away gave his or her life to God at, quote, an early age, unquote. Most times, there has not truly been an affirmative choice of giving one's life to Christ. It has been more, or the reference is to the fact that the person was baptized as a child. Quite frankly, I could even challenge many of you by asking the question, when did you give your life to Christ? And I dare say that for a lot of you, the answer would be, I was baptized when I was a kid. But I didn't ask, when were you baptized? Glory. Because baptism alone isn't enough. Baptism is symbolic of being buried with Christ, and then when you come up out of the water, being resurrected in the newness of Christ. But there's a step that needs to occur prior to the baptism. Even if it occurs while you're in the baptism pool, or even if it occurs while you're going down and coming up, even if it occurs while you're in the creek or ever you get baptized, there must be a step of you giving your life to Christ. Baptism is not enough. In the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that I just read unto you, Paul let us know that you must confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Then thou shalt be saved. Now, it doesn't matter if your confession is in church or if your confession is on your knees at home. If your confession is when you're riding in the car, glory. I don't care if your confession is in the crack house. If your confession is in the midst of adultery or any other kind of sin, but the confession must occur to save you, to bring you out of that sinful state. My confession occurred in my barracks room when I was in the Army stationed in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Now, I had been raised in church, so I knew God, but I wasn't living for God the way I should have been. I could, you know, quote the Bible, hallelujah, I knew it. I did my Easter speeches. I did the review every Sunday growing up in church for our lesson. I was very smart, so I could learn and quote, regurgitate exactly what you taught me. But I had not given my life to Christ. Even in the Army, I was going to church, but I had not given my life to Christ. But on that particular day, on a Tuesday, hallelujah, when I had gone up to my barracks room and I had two other female roommates, Gaddison and Margot, and they knew every weekend I was in the mirror getting ready for the club, too short, it takes two to make a thing go right, you know, I was ready. I would get in the mirror practicing my dance moves. But on that particular day, on that Tuesday, when I went up into the barracks room, neither one of them were in the room. I laid down on the bed and I heard God, just as clear as day, say to me, if you had died today, you would have gone to hell. Glory. And I sat up on the bed because although I wasn't saved, I knew God's voice because I've been raised in church my whole life. My mother raised us in church. And when I became a teenager, I left my mom's church, which was a Baptist church, and started going to Mises Temple Church of God. And all of the family members on my biological dad, and I say biological because it's really my stepdad who was more in my life, but on that side of the family, they Church of God. And my mom used to laugh about that. She would say, I knew you were going to go over there because all of them sanctified. You know, they didn't wear makeup, pants. They dressed themselves to their ankle. And all of my aunts are still like that today. You know, so one thing I love about my mom is that she didn't force us to have to just stay where she was, but we must go to church. And even the people at her church, you know, they're still my family to this day. I love them because I'm from a small town, so they all had positive impacts and input into my life. It's truly, it takes a village. It's from the place where I live. Everybody could whoop you. Everybody could speak into your life. Everybody loved you, and they did. And I praise God for them. So I could do all of that. So I sat up on the bed. And I said, I responded, what did you say, God? Just like that. And I heard it again because I had been driving somewhere earlier that day and a car ran out in front of me. But the wreck didn't happen. And I remember saying, thank you, Jesus. You know, I was able to hit the brakes before the accident happened. And so when I laid down on the bed and God said that, I sat up, what did you say, God? And I heard the statement again. If you had died today, glory, you would have gone to hell. And I jumped up off of my bed. There were three beds in that room. And I hit the floor on my knees and I started crying. And I started praying. And because I really didn't understand the concept that you did not have to name every sin, but that you could just ask, you know, repent and ask forgiveness for all your sins, I started listing every sin that I could remember I'd done. And I was on the floor crying, and one of my roommates walked in. Hallelujah. Baptism isn't enough. And I mean, she was just staring because I was just crying. And when I finished and I asked forgiveness of those sins and I asked the Lord to come into my life and be my Savior, I jumped up and I said, I am saved. Hallelujah. And I ran around the barracks telling the people in the barracks, I am saved. And I went downstairs to this guy whom I was dating at the time, who was saved, but I had been unsaved. And I had been going to his church. Stay with me. This is helping somebody. And he had been trying to get me to give my life to the Lord, but I wouldn't. And what was so crazy is I had said to him, I'm going to take you from God. And I was having sex with him. And unbeknownst to me, he was going to that church telling the people at church, it's this woman, this girl in my barracks, and I really, really like her. And before he started taking me to the church, but she always wanted to have sex with me, and I'm weak, and I need y'all to pray for me. I didn't even know. So I went there, and let me say this, right before the potential accident, stay with me, we're going to go into prayer. I'm talking to you about when baptism isn't enough, that you must make a choice to serve God. So I went into his room, because in Fort Sill we had co-ed barracks. So his room was on the same floor as mine. And I went into his room, have sex with him like I had been doing. And that particular day, I'll never forget it, he hit the floor and started praying. And he said to me, Not today, devil. And he started praying, and I responded, who are you calling devil? And I took off running and ran back to my room. Glory. When you want to make an affirmative decision to serve Christ. See, he had made that day the decision that he wasn't going to be backslidden or one foot in and one foot out anymore. He wasn't going to be going to church and singing in the choir and shouting while still fornicating with me. He made a choice to confess with his mouth truly the Lord Jesus and believe. And he'd gone to church and asked them to pray for him and give him strength, help him have strength to live right. So that day when I walked in, he spoke to the spiritual status of me. Not today, devil. He wasn't calling me a devil, but he was speaking to the devil in me, the sin in me, the rebellion in me, to say no more. Hallelujah. It wasn't enough just for him to be baptized. It wasn't enough for him to sing in the choir. It wasn't enough to sit in the pulpit. It wasn't enough to be an usher. It wasn't enough to just be someone who's teaching the children or over the youth. It wasn't enough, hallelujah, to lead the soloist. It wasn't enough to be a deacon and still be in sin. One foot in and one foot out. It wasn't enough, glory, to just say I was baptized. Just to say I gave my life to Christ at an early age. There has to be a decision day, brothers and sisters. When was your D-Day? When did you choose, make a decision, repent, as he said in Acts 2:38, he said, repent, comma, and be baptized. Repent, comma. In other words, this is the first thing. You must repent of your sin. You must repent of your backsliding. You must repent of your disobedience. Whatever state you're in that is not of God, you got to be willing to repent and give your life to him. And if you feel you're not strong enough, do like he did. Go to the church and say, I want to live right. But every time I desire to do good, as Paul said in Romans chapter 8, I find the law in my members that evil is always present with me. I want to leave him alone. I want to leave her alone. I want to leave the drugs alone. I want to leave the backbiting and the gossiping alone. Every time I want to do right, Jesus, the power of evil overtakes me, but I need prayer to strengthen me in my spirit so I can speak to that devil and say, no more, I'm not today. Baptism isn't enough. You're going to have to make a decision, and I'm going to do an altar call after we pray for you to give your life to Christ. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Hallelujah. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Baptism isn't enough. Saying you gave your life to Christ at an early age because you really never made the choice isn't enough. You got to be saved. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We praise you. We say hallelujah. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. Lord, we just come asking the forgiveness of our sin. We're asking you to strengthen us because, Lord, we want to make an affirmative, a conscious decision to serve you. It's not enough to just say I'm a member at so-and-so church. It's not enough to say my name is on the roll book. It's not enough to say I give tithe and offering. It's not enough to sing in the choir, to be an usher, to be over the youth. It's not enough, Father, to sit in the pulpit and even be an unsaved pastor, unsaved minister, unsaved elder, unsaved missionary, unsaved evangelist. It's not enough to be a deacon or deaconess. It's not enough, Father, that they clean the church. They must
understand that hell is a real place. And it enlarges itself daily to prepare for the souls. Father, we are living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. We do not want to go to hell. Hallelujah. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. No man. No woman gains eternal life in heaven but by you. Father, you said if we will confess with our mouth, we got to be willing to confess you, not ashamed to own you, not ashamed of this gospel, not ashamed of being saved, and believe in our hearts that you are raised from the dead, then shall we be saved. Hallelujah, glory unto your name. And then in Galatians 3:26 through 27, Father, then we are baptized, hallelujah, unto you. 1 Peter 3:21, that water symbolizes baptism that saves us also. Glory. After we have repented, as Peter said in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized. Jesus. Mark 16:16, Lord, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Help us to honor your word that baptism is not enough. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on and say, today, Lord, I make a decision to give my life to you. We've run out of time, so let me give the altar call. Then I will end with your task. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. I confess that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead. And I am now saved. Glory, glory, welcome to the kingdom of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Understand now that you've given your life to Christ, you must do what is necessary daily, every minute, to remain saved. That means being in a good Bible-believing church, attending your Bible study, spending quality time with the Lord every day. Every day. You have to strengthen yourself in your faith, getting into his word, having time in prayer. And we do that Monday through Friday here on Daily Fire at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Wednesday nights on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study at 7 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you don't miss any of that. Go ahead and text the message DF to phone number 33222 so you will get that devotion with the Lord text to you, and that way you can listen to it at any time. On your break, your lunch, with your family, your friends, when you're in the car, because it's available. Once you get the text, you don't have to stop what you're doing and listen immediately. You can go to the text at any time, even the next day, and listen to that day's teaching in the fall, in the previous day's teaching. All right? Our topic for today is baptism isn't enough. Your task for today is, number one, to give your life to Christ, which you've just done. So number two, if you haven't been baptized, go to your church, let them know you've given your life to Christ and arrange to be baptized. And if you don't have a church, join a good Bible-believing church. If you're in the Miami area, we'd love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest Avenue out in Liberty City. The address is on the contact page of my website. Sunday school is at 9, church is at 11 on Sundays. Bible study is at 7 on Tuesday nights. Hallelujah. And we have men's ministry, women's ministry, youth ministry. You'll love it. There's a place for you to plug in and serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord every day. Salvation is a journey, okay? The ultimate destination is for us to live in peace and eternity with Christ. But this is a journey. When you get saved, you have to renew yourself daily, sometimes more than daily, based on your situations, and strengthen yourself so you can be like that guy and be able to look at the devil. When he brings to you whatever it is that is your weakness, you'll be able to speak to that spirit and say, no more, not today. All right, that is my testimony. I could have actually given you the exact day and month and time of day because I remember it. I mean, day, month, and year. I remember it because baptism isn't enough. It is the day I made the affirmative choice to live for Christ. And now you are part of that family. All right? I went over. I apologize. But somebody needed to know that. I love you. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Eastern for another powerful episode and teaching on Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul. Your change is here. Tell somebody your change.
I was born by the river in a little